For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Do you enjoy podcasts? What about audio dramas? Then do we have the perfect one for you. It's called Atlas Avenue Beat, and I'm the leading man. Who am I? The name's Locke. James Locke. P.I. That stands for Private Investigator. I'm one of the best the city of Kenneth Heights has to offer. I'm constantly on the move, meeting crazy characters, having manly fistfights, and solving the latest cases. Every case is documented in audio form for your listening pleasure. And while I don't know much about the latest technology, I'm sure you do. So, if you're in the mood for a thrilling spoof of the film noir genre, go to 7lam.com or search for Atlas Avenue Beat wherever you listen to podcasts. Yeah, you heard me.
Seven Lamb Productions presents to you End of All Hope. Season 4, Episode 1, The Aftermath.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ambridge, hey, we have to go.
This was fucking pointless.
We couldn't beat them here. I'm sorry.
We did beat them here, but we just watched them die.
What else could we do? The stalkers would have killed us too.
I want to go down there.
We have to get out of this area.
No. I want to go over there.
Everyone is dead.
Some people ran. Maybe Jay got out.
No, there's no way. Kylie, tell him.
Tell him what?
Tell him everyone's dead.
I want to see for myself. We came here to rescue him. We came all this way. There's a chance he's alive.
You saw what I saw.
And I also know as much as you do. It's dark.
Those explosions brightened things up earlier.
I want to see.
Those things wouldn't have beamed back up if there were any survivors.
Mia, you don't know that for sure.
I'm going. For someone who holds on to hope as much as you, I figured you'd understand.
I never saw my wife die.
And I didn't see Jay die.
He's got a point, Mia.
Really?
I'm just saying. We could see.
I hope this doesn't come off as crude and heartless, but everyone over there was burned to a crisp.
I have to see for myself.
You hear that?
On a nightly basis.
Well, we're in the thick of it now. They're all over.
We'll be extra quiet then.
We?
You don't have to come with me.
Fine. We can make our way over, but if any one of those things beam down again, we're out. No waiting around, no more searching. Got it?
You know, Mia's funny like that. She was never going to let you walk down there on your own anyway.
Doesn't mean I wasn't going to try and stop it with my words.
But he used your optimistic attitude against you.
Which is why I'm caving.
Caving or coming to an understanding?
At this point, does it matter?
No, but I appreciate it. Backup's always nice.
I mean it, though. Any stalkers, we have to leave.
Fine.
I'll lead. We stick to alleys.
Whatever gets us there.
Come on.
Thank you. thinks in that crater.
Hey, no talking when we're on the streets. Not now.
She was right. We had to be quiet. There were thrashers everywhere. We had no idea if stalkers were still around. We made our way through some back alleys, sometimes forced to climb over rubble and debris. Most of the buildings around here were crumbling piles of brick and stone anyway.
Stop.
We hid behind an overturned truck and waited. Mia peered out from the back. I looked to see what she was motioning to. It was three thrashers slowly walking along the street.
Where to? We have to cross.
We waited as the thrashers took their time strolling along. When they reached the end of the street, we quickly ran across. The destruction, my heart sank. Nearly 50 charred bodies laying in the street. We couldn't get any closer because there were more thrashers on the highway ramp.
In here.
We hid in the remains of what used to be a restaurant. We climbed around till we were behind the bar.
Well, searching isn't going to be easy.
No, it's not. Like I said.
Let's wait for those things to go.
More will show up. They're all over the city.
Then we'll wait.
In all honesty, do you think you'll be able to spot him in this mess?
I'm hoping I don't.
But could you tell?
I don't know.
Ambridge, I understand what you're going through.
No, you don't. He's dead because of me.
It's not your fault.
It is. I fucking abandoned him and now...
You didn't abandon him.
Really? You believe that? You told me he was upset with me.
You know he was, but he was also understanding.
I tried to give him his space, and that ended up backfiring. I should have helped him find a vehicle, but instead I got caught up in the zone.
That's partially my fault as well. I feel like I talked you into staying.
Not just you. Roger, the two guys from L.A. I mean, I started to like it there, and I didn't think traveling to California would bring anything better.
It might not. You saw an opportunity.
Which is exactly what it was. An opportunity to be in a safe place surrounded by people.
Plus, your parents.
It was never about my parents. Look around us. This shit is getting worse. These creatures aren't going anywhere. This is an invasion. I just felt Roger and company were doing a fine job making do. You know, under the circumstances.
Really?
That's a first.
Don't tell Roger that. It'll go to his head.
It's not just him. It's everyone who helps out in the zone.
Thanks for the inclusion.
You know what I mean. You might have a plan for afterwards, but for all you know, traveling north may not be the safe haven you're looking for.
That's what I tried to tell Jay as well.
About my travel plans?
About what to expect out there.
We're there right now. This is out there.
My point exactly.
I know you plan on leaving me, and I know Jay wanted to leave, but the zone, run by a community, seemed like a sure choice.
Except that...
The area turned a bright orange red. We ducked down as the blinds on the windows shook and fluttered. What is it?
They're coming back.
You sure?
Positive. We're fucked.
I crawled to a window and peered out. A dozen thrashers ran down the street, away from the beams. They don't like them.
Neither do we.
A moment later, 10 dark figures descended the beam. Mia was right. They were back.
You think they know we're here?
Really hoping that's not the case.
I watched as the creatures came walking down the main street towards us. It was dark, but the moonlight showed the long shadows against the backdrop of rubble. We kept still, quiet. Stalkers passed us and made for the human remains in the street. I crawled to the other wall.
Ambridge.
Found a crack in the wall and peered out. The stalkers were tall, skeletal, long fingers and a short snout. But none of it was easy to make out because they wore packs on their backs and masks on their faces. They looked to be investigating their destruction.
How many?
I count six.
What are they doing?
Searching. But for what? I didn't know. And Stalker walked around and motioned to some of the dead bodies. Moments later, the other Stalkers started grabbing bodies. They were dragging them on the ground. As they passed the restaurant, I noticed that most of the bodies they were taking were half-burnt and overall intact. None of them were Jay, which I guess was a good thing.
You think they're taking them up?
What would they want with them?
Maybe they planned... There's one inside.
Kylie had covered Mia's mouth. She was right. The front of the restaurant was pretty much gone, and a Stalker had come inside. It stood by what was once the front door. We hunkered down behind the bar, waiting. I peered out to see several of the Stalkers beaming up with their chosen human remains. But the other Stalker was still here, still standing by the door. Did he know we were here? Did he hear us? Shit. It was heading deeper into the store. It couldn't go anywhere. I held up my gun, but Mia grabbed it and forced it down. She shook her head. No shooting? What were we going to do then? It was definitely going to see us. Suddenly, Kylie started crawling to the other side of the bar. Where was she going? Mia tapped me and pointed outside. I looked, but saw nothing. I shook my head. She nodded. She picked up a can and threw it. Kylie jumped from the counter and onto the back of the creature. Before the Stalker could react, she plunged the knife into his throat. The thing stumbled with her on its back. Kylie pushed the knife deeper. Mia got up and slid across the room, catching the creature just as it fell, making the kill as quiet as possible. The Stalker twitched a bit and was still.
You sure there's nothing out there?
I don't see anything.
All right. Looks clear, but won't be once they notice this guy is missing. If they notice... That's a big ship, Mia. There's got to be a ton on board. Still, don't need to take chances.
We can't leave yet.
Ambridge?
No.
They're taking the bodies up.
Only some of them, and none of the ones they took were Jay.
He's right. I was looking.
Hurry. You guys have 5 minutes.
We snuck around the corner of the building. The Stalkers had scared away the Thrashers, so there were no immediate threats in the area.
I'll keep watch.
Ambridge, over here.
I followed Kylie into the middle of the street. We meandered through dismembered and charred bodies. Some were hard to make out.
These idiots. They really thought they could talk to the aliens?
I can't believe Jay would think it's a good idea to travel with them. He knew what they were planning on doing.
He wanted a ride into the city.
Would have had a better chance walking.
I agree, but it's too late now. I'm not seeing him. Maybe he left before they got here?
What about the bus? Check there.
Okay, I'll tell Mia. And I'll tell her now.
Mia, look at that. The whole downtown area. One massive crater. And that noise.
I hear it.
Are they building something?
I don't know.
We need to leave.
I agree. But Ambridge and I want to take the highway back.
Why?
We had no luck finding Jay's remains. And while that should have made me more optimistic, if he didn't die with those religious zealots, then he ran off. He could be anywhere at this point. Regardless, we made for the buses.
Down.
We ducked behind some stalled vehicles as several shriekers ran past under us. We were on an overpass, close to where they had left the buses.
Again, let's hurry. They're both here.
I searched the first bus, Kylie the second. No Jay, no anything. When I climbed off, I saw Kylie standing outside the second bus, holding up a backpack. Is that Jay's?
Yeah, one of them. He packed two.
I didn't see a backpack on the street.
Could have been destroyed in the fire.
Or maybe he took off.
Would they let him?
Maybe not. Maybe that's why he only took one.
Well, then I guess the best we can do at this point is hope he made it out.
And found transportation?
Or maybe headed back to the zone.
I don't think he'd do that.
I'm sorry. I really am.
We can head back now.
Okay. We need to get back to the bikes, but I'm wondering. Since we're close, maybe we can...
Yeah. You don't have to ask. The bikes aren't far. We can check out your place.
Thank you.
We walked along the highway to an off-ramp. It was pretty similar to the route Jay and I had taken when we first reached the city. There weren't many creatures around, but when they showed, we hid until they moved on. It took us a long time, but eventually we made it back to my parents' old neighborhood.
Shit. They're coming down again.
Maybe they're doing a missing persons report.
It won't be long before they found them.
I have to say, that was some quick thinking back there.
We told you. Gunfire attracts them. They would have sent a whole damn army.
And don't let that assassination fool you. They're tough.
Element of surprise helped.
And the fact that there was only one.
I've never seen that before.
We got lucky. That's all it is.
We finally made it back to our street. Mia rushed forward. Will she leave another note?
Probably. Maybe you should leave one for your family.
I don't think my family would come back here. Look at this place.
This stuff is growing rapidly.
Kylie had motioned to some alien vegetation that was growing along the sidewalk and up most of the houses. It may eventually stretch to the zone.
Then we'll push back further.
You'll have to. I walked to the middle of the street and stared at my parents' house. It was weird being here with no desire to head inside.
Can I ask you a question?
Shoot.
Why do you like the zone so much?
I told you. A lot of people. It's well run. Most everyone knows what they should be doing. But also, it's a safe place. There aren't a lot around that I've seen.
You didn't pass by anything like it?
I was part of a quarantine zone, stationed there. A day after the first meteors hit New York, we had no idea what to expect. And then things just got worse with the introduction of fucking zombies.
I remember the first time seeing a shrieker.
After we got overrun, we made for York, Pennsylvania. My friends had headed there. York had a rec center, which they had converted to holding survivors and supplies. Nice place. Plan on staying with Johnson, but then Harris and Jay convinced me to head west.
Was it a quarantine zone?
No. Just a place set up by some survivors. I left because Harris and Jay made some good points. But after driving across half the goddamn country, I can tell you, things are not getting any easier. This invasion is not going to be solved anytime soon.
No?
No.
So now that you found a safe haven...
I think it's best to stay and make it work. That's what I told Jay. We may not find a better option.
You would know more than me. I've been here the whole time. The only thing...
The hell?
In the house.
My house?
Looks like it.
A dark figure moved past an open window. It's not Mia, is it?
She didn't come back yet.
Stalker?
Doubt it. They don't fumble around like that. Probably Shrieker.
What do we do?
Kill it. Before it attracts more attention.
I had my gun up. Ready. Kylie and I move towards my parents' house.
There could be more than one.
Always is. We made our way to the front door, peered through the broken window, and there, in the dark corner of the room. Holy shit!
Is that?
Yes. Yes, it is.
End of All Hope. Written by Robert M. Lamb. Edited by Issa Yazdizadeh. Starring Hope Ennis as Ava, Nick Engelhardt as Mark, Adam Jetmore as Jay, Jack Austin as Ambridge, Ariel Hack as Mia, Gina Coyle as Kylie, Chris Dottoli as Teddy, Jody Swenson as Stephanie, Catabelle as Madison, Gareth Thomas as Sammy, Crystal Hall as Lane, Michael Moman as Roger, and Ian Feller as Hudson. Co-starring Justin Alderson, Brian Messick, Sylvester Jeku, Corey Pettit, Brett Wilkins, Amber Simpson, Nora Darling, and Robert M. Lamb. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com, Eldritch T'Challa of Nemesis Black at ReverbNation.com/Nemesis Black, and Amberlynn Nicole at YouTube.com/Amberlynn Nicole. If you enjoy this podcast, don't forget to rate and review. Visit www.7lamb.com for other audio dramas such as this one. This has been a 7 Lamb production.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.